The deity of Christ in Islam.
Probably the greatest controversy in the dialogue between Christianity and Islam is that which arises from the Christian belief in the divinity of Christ, which, in the opinion of the Quran, is blasphemy and unbelief. It is contradicted in many verses, the most important of which are four mentioned in Surat al-Ma'idah, the table, and a fifth in Surat an-Nisa, women.
Number one, it is stated in the Quran that they have disbelieved who say, Lo, Allah is the Messiah, son of Mary. Who can do aught against Allah? If he had willed to destroy the Messiah, son of Mary, and his mother, and everyone on earth. Surat al-Ma'idah, verse 17.
Al-Razi, in his comments on this verse, says it contains a question. If none of the Christians say that Allah is Christ, son of Mary, why did Allah speak like that about them, seeing as they do not say it? His answer is that many of those who believe in incarnation say that Allah may have become incarnate in the body of a designated person, or in his spirit. And if that is so, it isn't improbable to say that some of the Christians hold this doctrine. Yet this is not far from what Christians do maintain, because they say that the person of the Word was united with the person of Isa.
The element of the Word is either a being or an attribute. If he is a being, then the personality of Allah has become incarnate in Isa and is one with him. And thus, according to this saying, Isa is Allah, if we say the element of the Word is an expression of an attribute, then the transition of an attribute from one personality to another is illogical.
Then the supposition of the transfer of the element of knowledge from Allah to Isa necessitates that Allah himself is emptied of knowledge, and he who is not omniscient is not Allah. According to their belief, Isa is Allah, and it is certain that, even if the Christians do not clearly state this doctrine, the result of their ideology is nothing less than that.
Allah, his name be praised, remonstrated against the corruption of this belief when he said, Who can do aught against Allah? If he had willed to destroy the Messiah, son of Mary, and his mother. These words, in the opinion of commentators, mean that Isa was the same as any other on earth in his physical appearance, nature, physique, character, and conditions.
Number two, the Quran states, They surely disbelieve who say, Lo, Allah is the Messiah, son of Mary. The Messiah himself said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Lo, whoso ascribeth partners unto Allah, for him Allah hath forbidden paradise. His abode is the fire. For evildoers there will be no helpers. Surat al-Ma'idah, verse 72.
The Imam al-Razi says in explaining this verse, Allah, when he inquired about some sayings of the Jews, began here with a statement to the Christians, and spoke of a sect that said God became incarnate in Isa and was united in his person.
Number 3. Surat al-Ma'idah, verse 73, states, They surely disbelieve who say, Lo, Allah is the third of three, when there is no Allah save one. If they do not desist from so saying, a painful doom will fall on those who disbelieve. Muslims start from this verse and accuse the Christians of worshipping three gods, Allah, Mary, and Jesus.
Al-Razi looks at the belief of the Christians in the following way. It is said about the Christians that they claim one essence and three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and these three are one God, even as the sun contains a disk, rays, and heat. They mean by the Father, the personality, by the Son, the Word, and by the Spirit, the life. They assert the personality, the Word, and the life, saying, the Word which is the words of God merged with the body of Ahisa, as the water mixes with wine and water with milk, and allege that the Father is God, and the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. Al-Razi concludes his explanation with this addition. Know that this is known to be false by instinct of the mind, for three cannot be one, and one cannot be three.
Number 4. The Quran says, And when Allah saith, O Isa, son of Mary, didst thou say unto mankind, Take me and my mother for two gods besides Allah? He saith, Be glorified! It was not mine to utter that to which I had no right. If I used to say it, then thou knowest it. Thou knowest what is in my soul, and I know not what is in thyself. Thou only art the knower of things hidden. Surat al-Ma'idah, verse 116.
Al-Razi finds problems in this saying. The first is linked with the meaning of the statement of Allah. O Isa, son of Mary, remember my grace is upon you. He relates this to the distinction Christ will have on the day of resurrection.
The second, if Allah, being omniscient, knew that Isa did not say, Take me and my mother for two gods, and it is not fitting that the omniscient should ask the question, why did he address him? If it be said that the purpose of it was to reprimand and rebuke the Christians, then we say that no Christian has believed the statement that Isa and Mary were two gods besides Allah. Therefore, how is it possible to link this statement with them, seeing as no one has ever made it?
The answer given to the first point, why did he address him, is that it was a question stated in the form of a denial.
The answer given to the second is that Allah is the Creator. However, Christians believe that the Creator of the miracles performed by Isa and Mary was Isa, and Allah did not create them at all. If that is so, then the Christians have said that the Creator of those miracles is Isa and Mary and not Allah. So truly they have asserted to some extent that Isa and Mary are two gods beside him. Thus, Allah is no longer God. Al-Razi believes that various statements and stories agree with this interpretation.
However, commentators on the Quran disagree about the exact time as to when God asked Jesus this question.
Al-Sadi, for instance, says that God, when he raised Jesus, son of Mary, unto himself, asked him, Didst thou say unto mankind, Take me and my mother for two gods?
But Qatada says, This question has not yet been asked. It will be asked at the resurrection. Ibn Jarir and Maisara agree with this opinion.
Number 5. O people of the scriptures, do not exaggerate in your religion, nor say anything about Allah save the truth. The Messiah, Isa, son of Mary, is a messenger of Allah and his word, which he conveyed unto Mary, and a spirit from him. So believe in Allah and his messenger, and say not, Three. Cease, it is better for you. Allah is only one God. Surat An-Nisa, Women, verse 170.
Abu Ja'far at Tabari, in commenting on this verse, said, O people of the gospel, you Christians, do not go beyond the truth in your religion or exaggerate. and do not say about Isa what is not true. Stop, O you speakers, saying that Allah is third of three. You are speaking lies and upholding polytheism. The ceasing from stating it will be better for you, for there will be sudden punishment for you from Allah for this saying, if you continue and do not return to the truth, which you have been authorized to defend.
The knotty problem in Islam is the belief that the Trinity means three gods, Allah and Isa and Mary. But Christianity throughout the centuries has proclaimed, both before Islam and after, that the word Trinity, as indicating there are three gods, is never mentioned. It is a delusion of heretics whom the Church disowned and condemned the heresies they devised.
They belong to the Arabs in the days of ignorance in pre-Islamic times, and from them Islam has taken this distorted idea of Christianity.